Hi, and welcome to the Loan Officer Team Training Podcast. My name is Irene Dufort, and I'm your host. And I have with me an amazing loan originator, branch manager, company managing partner, all the things that you would like to see in a great mortgage person. He is here, and he's a great manager as well of people. So Robert, welcome to the podcast today. I'm so glad you're here. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, Irene. Wow, you are super flattering. That's maybe some of the nicest things ever. So thanks for having me on. I'm looking forward to chatting today.
Yeah. So one of the ways that I've met Robert was in our coaching group through the Freedom Club. That's how I met him. But then he has also, Robert, you've sent your people to our training company, to our training courses, and you've been a real advocate of that. And I really appreciate that. How has it affected your team to go through our WOW training and different trainings that we have?
It's a game changer, really. And that's not something I say lightly. Like when you look at, you know, as a sales leader, all of the tasks that are on your plate, and you have originators that are trusting you and partnering with you to be able to come in and grow their business. And now it falls on me to provide that support to them and give them the team, you know, to take tasks off their plate and grow. That's not something that, you know, I have the time, energy, effort to really spend a ton of training on. You guys do such an amazing job of getting it dialed in so quickly. What takes you a course would take me months and months, right? Because I just can't give it that laser focus like you guys do. And I don't have it dialed in. So I don't even, I think we've put, six, maybe seven students
yes.
through your program?
Yes.
And every time they come back, like I'm wowed at the increase in their knowledge, the confidence. Like that's a big piece on the loan partner training piece, I think, is that they now feel empowered and confident to take stuff away from the loan officer and to own it. So then the loan officer can go out and get more relationships and then the business grows. And it's just a win-win for everybody. So it's been a game changer for us. It's, you know, I'm excited to see the market starting to turn a little bit.
Me too.
We're starting to see pipelines grow and starting to see that need to bring in more loan partners come back. So I'm excited to be able to do that and put more people through your training and partner with you guys.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that vote of confidence and in your trust in us. It means a lot. And one of the things that I know about you, Robert, is that you are so good at so many things. But one of the things I always remember is you have the high level view. You're able to see things from a high level, but you're able to break that down into everyday things that you can do, processes, systems. I don't know if I've seen someone like you before that has the ability to maybe me, I can see things from a high level and I can break them down too,
absolutely.
But it's rare to see someone that has the ability to see things at a high level and then how to break it down and reverse engineer it. So can you tell us a little bit about how you do that? What got you started in that, your background in it?
Yeah, absolutely. So shout out to the United States Marine Corps, right? So a lot of people know, I think, that I serve, but what a lot of people don't know is I was a logistics specialist in the Marine
I didn't
Corps.
Even know that.
Right. So my job was to make sure that the beans, bullets, and band-aids got wherever they needed to be able to go so that the fight could happen, right? So when you think of that, there's a lot of systems and a lot of process and a lot of, you know, this has to happen to trigger this, to trigger that, to get to wherever your end result is. And I spent 8 years in that field, you know? So I think it's a byproduct of kind of that foundation. It's just kind of how my brain works. And that very much makes me a systems and process guy. And I mean, really, when we talk about any aspect of our business, whether it's taking a loan from contract to close, if it's, you know, going through the recruiting process, if it's, how am I going to build a branch? How am I going to increase my business? Whatever it is, there's got to be a system and a flow. One thing you guys teach that I love and I've actually stole is to sweat, right? Do it the same way every time. That fits so well in with our systems and process piece, right? So,
yes.
You know, as I look at that, a lot of the times when we're engaging with loan officers or, you know, teams as they're trying to build and grow, whatever it may be, you hit the nail on the head that we reverse engineer. We talk about, well, where do we want to end up? And that's kind of where that 1,000-foot view comes in, I think, mm-hmm. is what's our final destination? Where do we want the end to be? And then we start talking about, okay, well, let's rewind it a step. What has to happen? What does that feel like? What does it look like? Who's involved? What's the communication? Okay, we got that nailed down. Let's rewind it to the next step. And we just rewind it all the way back and really reverse engineer it to get to where are you now? And when we do that and we look up, we started with this big grandiose view of where we want to end up. And now we've kind of talked through every aspect of it, the steps, who's involved, what does it sound like, what does it feel like, when are we doing it, all the way through to get back to where you're at. And now we have a map for it. Right now we know where we're going, we know how we're going to go there, and then we can start implementing it. Right? It's really hard. I think a lot of people don't spend enough time. I think what a lot of people do, Irene, is they have a thought and they just roll up their sleeves and they start trying to do without building the plan and the process, right?
Yes.
And if you don't know where you're going, where your end destination is, and you don't have a detailed map of how you're going to get there, you're going to get lost. And then what happens when you get lost? You get discouraged. And then when you get discouraged, you quit, right?
Yes.
So I think when you can just stop, say, where do I want to go? Reverse engineer it the whole way through and move forward from there, and you have a clear plan that you can implement and success follows. It's funny because I see myself doing this. It's kind of weird almost, I think. I see myself doing this with almost every task that I do, even in my daily life. Like driving to work this morning. Like I'm in the shower and I'm thinking, okay, well, this is how my mind works. I'm gonna get out and I'm gonna put deodorant on, and then I'm gonna get dressed, and then I'm gonna get in the truck, and then I'm gonna turn here, and then I turn there, and then I go through Starbucks and get more. Like every step I'm like seeing in advance of doing it. And then when I get here, it's like I've already done it. Kind of got off topic there a little bit,
No,
but
I like that. I'm glad you brought that
that's
up.
like kind of how I approach everything in our business. Like there's not a single thing that we do that you can't apply that method to and it not work for you. I'm
That's the
confident in that.
truth. Yes. So let's take something. For example, a new loan partner comes in and loan officer has never really worked with a loan partner before. So how would you take that and start that process with a new loan a loan officer that's never worked with a loan partner before?
I love that example, right? Because I think as leaders, and I've messed this up so many times, and it took me a little while to learn it, right? Because
All of us.
where do we, like in that situation, I bet 85% of the people that are going to listen to this, they're going to say, I'm going to start with the loan partner, right? I'm going to start there. And that's 100% wrong. It's 100% wrong, right? And I remember telling a loan officer one time, because he had come in and joined us, and I had put him with an existing loan officer's team that basically was at a rainmaker phase, right? Like all this loan officer did was go out and make the phone ring, and his team did everything else. And I brought a new loan officer in, and he had never had a loan partner to support him. And I plugged him into that, and he lost it. Like he totally lost it, right? I took a guy off a bicycle and put him in a rocket ship. And he didn't know how to operate it, right? So for me in that situation, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with the loan officer. And I'm going to say, okay, let's look at an act of freedom. Walk me through everything that's in your day right now. And I do the act of freedom a little bit different when I'm planning to bring a loan partner in for support. I start with, what do you have right now? And give me three, four, five things that we can take off of your plate immediately. And then give me another three, four, five things that we're going to take off in the next 6 months. And then give me three, four, five things that we want to have off within the year.
I love that you put
And
a deadline on it, like a
yes,
date, a
you
plan.
have to put a date on it. If not, you're going to fail, right? So we have two or three things, however many number we identify, they're coming off today, right now. And now we're going to engage your loan partner and teach them those things and give them those, right? As they start doing those, in the course of the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever our, and it could be 3 months, 6 months, whatever timeline we decide, we're going to start working on those other things. That date is the deadline where it needs to be off. So we're going to be training and moving things incrementally as we get there. And when we do this, what it does is two things, right? Number one, it lets the loan officer be involved in a controlled release. You're not taking everything from them at once because they want to hang on, right? They don't
Yes,
want to
they
give it up.
do.
It makes them really nervous. So we can kind of hold their hand, guide them, take them baby steps to getting them comfortable with letting go. Number two, it incrementally increases the responsibilities of the loan partner. We're not just dumping a ton of stuff on them all at once. That builds trust and teamwork when we do it
Yes.
kind of in the staged approach. And then, it's a really cool thing to look up a year down the road and your loan officer's pipeline has grown. They have work-life balance back. There's stuff that they didn't like doing that they're not doing anymore. And they haven't lost their mind trying to let it go and implement, right? Because it's the same thing. So many loan officers, it's an uncomfortable thing for them to let go. And when they start getting a little uncomfortable, they quit and they pull back. So that's how I would do it. I'd start with the loan officer and then incrementally build a process where we're going to take a little bit off to begin with, a little bit more off down the road, steps, phases, and then work with the loan partner as they're taking it off. So many times we just try to jump right in and like make it like it's trying to flip a light switch, and that never works.
It never works. We've all tried it many times, right? And it just doesn't work. So in the Acts of Freedom, we know what the Acts of Freedom is, but for those of the listeners that don't know what that term means, explain it to us what that is, how it's a document.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is probably this and the I will statement are probably the two biggest life altering pieces that I've taken away from the Freedom Club, right? The thing I love about the Act of Freedom is it's not just for salespeople. Like literally you can
Yes.
use it for anybody, right? We
Yes.
have an operations leader in our company that we just promoted, and in her new role, she's kind of finding her way, right? And what we found is she's kind of reverting back to some of the other things that she used to do. So we sat down, did an Acts of Freedom, and worked through taking some of that stuff off, right? And now we have a clear map of what it's going to be that we can all hold each other accountable to. So Acts of Freedom is real simple. You sit and you think and you write down every single thing that you do, every single thing that takes a moment of your time as it relates to whatever your job or function is on a daily basis, right? So for loan officers, it's going to be making phone calls, answering emails, coffee with realtors, locking loans, sending disclosures, chasing bank statements, whatever it may be. Every single thing that you do goes on this list, right? And then you're going to look at it and say, okay, well, there's basically three circles and they all ultimately interchange, right? What am I good at? What makes me money? And what do I like doing? And if it's a thing that doesn't check all three of those boxes, it can't stay. It's got to go. You shouldn't be doing it. Get someone else to do it, right? And again, this isn't an overnight thing. It takes time. So with that, we sit down with the loan officer in the example you gave. We're going to look at that. We may have 25 things that don't check all three boxes. You can't move 25 things. Loan officer is going to lose their mind. I'm going to blow up the loan partner. They're going to quit because they're overstressed. So we're going to pick and choose. We're going to start with these things. Once those are done, we're going to move to these, then those, then those. Wow. That's kind of high level on the Acts of Freedom.
I love that. I love that whole concept. And you can, like you said, you can do that in any part of your life.
Any
I've done
part.
it with the training company, with our training company, I've done it.
Listen,
Like, who's going to do what?
not just for work. I did Lacey and I did it with household chores. And
Yes.
I went and hired a yard guy and a pool guy because I don't like doing it. Right?
Exactly.
So yeah, you can do it with every part of your life. It's really,
Yes.
really powerful.
Yeah, it is super powerful.
Do you have a loan partner who does the loan consultations, structures the loan, and converts the buyer to work with you? Or maybe you have a loan partner or a team member that you would like to move into that position so that you can be freed up to go get even more loans. How about a newer loan officer who could benefit from some training in how to convert buyers to work with them? Our client conversion training is very specific to this role. It will help them convert even more clients to work with you and your team. We help you to be seen as a trusted advisor. We cover every aspect of converting clients to work with you. They're going to learn emotional intelligence, what it is, and how to utilize it. They'll discover the key to a success mindset. Yep, we go deep on this one. How to build rapport right from the first conversation. how to ask the right questions, how to answer objections, specific dialogues and strategies to overcome rate shoppers. They're going to practice live with other class members, and they're going to also learn how to ask for and receive referrals, how to master the loan consultation with loan strategies that help the buyer make great decisions for their future. Client conversion training will set your team apart when they implement the training that they're going to receive in our class. It's a virtual interactive class on Zoom with live trainers, and your team members can attend from wherever they are as long as they have audio and video. Everyone participates. It's a 10-hour live class divided into 2.5-hour sessions from 9 to 11:30 on Thursday and Friday for 2 weeks in a row. Sign up your loan partner today at loanteamtraining.com. You'll find the class on the client conversion training tab.
The next thing is, if when you're reverse engineering things and you're working with loan officers, let's say that you have a loan partner and they're shared. Do you have shared loan partners? Tell us how it works on your team.
Yeah. So it's a little bit different if it's shared versus dedicated, right? Mm-hmm. So what we do in a shared situation is we're going to do kind of that similar process from an Acts of Freedom. We're going to do it a little bit more collectively with the two or three loan officers that are working together mm-hmm. with the loan partner. You know, one thing that we do, and we do this in every aspect of our business, whether it's loan partner, loan officer relationship on the front end, processor, loan officer relationship once it's self-submitted, we have a standardized process. We call it our SOP, right? Our standard operating procedure. And that's how we're going to do things every time. Same way every time, right? It's the only way you can scale, right?
I agree.
And what you find sometimes we find is, you know, as we were smaller, this wasn't as important. As you grow, it's vital, and you get chaos if you don't have this in place as you try to grow. So with our shared loan partner, what we're going to do is really make sure that the process is the same with every loan officer. Whatever they're doing, they're going to do the same thing for each loan officer, the same level of activity, mm-hmm. and they're going to do those activities the same way. What that means now is I don't have a loan partner that needs to remember that John likes this done, but Jim likes it done this way, and it's two different things, and now I'm confusing it. And anytime you have confusion in your process, you get anxiety, you get discomfort, and then it leads to frustration, it leads to quitting, it leads to the loan officer getting back involved and being distracted, not making their calls. So we have to smooth all of that out. So shared loan partners, everyone has to assimilate to the same kind of way that they do it. Now, this group of shared loan officers with a loan partner may run slightly different than this group, right? It's something that we build collectively. It's something that we're all going to work together and decide what's coming off, what's not. And then everyone buys into it, I think, also. I think that collaboration piece is important when you're doing this because it gets everyone's buy-in. And then ultimately for us, whether, you know, this group has their loan partner sending thank you cards, this group doesn't, this group has them asking for docs, this group, the loan officer's asking, like, for me, those groups can differentiate. What's going to be the same way for us is the way the file gets submitted.
Yes.
Who submits it, what steps to get it there may differentiate. But for our process from a 1,000-foot view, the same way every time is how it's going to come to the operations team. Mm-hmm. That's not going to vary. And then the next step of that is once you grow your business and you have your dedicated loan partner, we're going to build that process and you get a lot more say, right? There's more that loan partner is going to take on because it's not shared.
Yes.
Typically for us with shared loan partners, we don't like things that don't land on their plate or like marketing type activities, maybe some of the DSP calling, but not a lot of it, right? With the outreach calls, like the LOs tend to keep that. With our shared loan partners, it's more of what I would call the back end piece, making sure disclosures are out, chasing docs, making sure your order outs got done, making sure files are getting submitted in a timely manner, you know, making sure that they're keeping you on track on apps that have come in, things of that nature.
Yes. Well, I love that. I love that you offer a shared loan partner. Not everybody does that. And I love that each group, each loan officer or the three loan officers that share, let's say, they can do things a certain way. And another group, they collaborate individually, or not individually, together as a group, they collaborate, but it could be different from one group to the other. And I love that, except that the main stuff is the same,
Right.
but each group gets to collaborate together and decide how they want to do it. I love that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you and I know that, from that first call coming in with a lead to that file getting self-submitted, there's 100 things that happen,
For
right? Like,
sure.
so these three loan officers, and where we see this a lot is the level of customer interaction and realtor interaction. Like, these three loan officers may be fine with you calling their realtor. These three may not want the loan partner to do it. They're going to handle all the communication. So we can kind of group by that measure as well, like who's comfortable where, and we move around and make changes as needed.
Yes. And you have everything written out. You have your email templates done. You have your process completely mapped out how it's going to happen. When the loan application, here's what gets done, and then when we talk to the clients, here's what gets done. It's like you have it all mapped out, which I love.
Yeah, it's really that flow. We Carl dubbed it what, the fill y'all fantastic file flow years ago. So
Yes.
we came in and sat down my team at the time and basically started from the beginning and worked all the way through the end and tweaked it. And I mean, it's dialed in detail. And then that gives us like, then it becomes not easy because you're still dealing with people, right? There's still factors at play, but we know what the expectations are, and we have something that should be repeatable every time. And as we get ready to scale and we bring in new people, we have a roadmap to train them. Like it's been pretty powerful.
It's really powerful. So, thank you for sharing all that with us. I think it's really helpful for people to know that it is possible to set out a file flow. It's possible to get your loan partners doing things the same way every time. As a coach and a trainer, I've seen a lot of loan officers ask me, I have or loan partners when they're in the training. Years ago, they would ask me, I have loan officers that I am a partner with, but each of them want things done a different way. And that doesn't fly. You
That doesn't
cannot do
work.
that. First of all, it's not fair because one loan
No.
officer is taking way more time with that person than the other ones are. But it's also not right. It's good for the loan partner to have some semblance of organization and know
Absolutely.
an
Absolutely.
expectation.
One key to that, I think, Irene, that we have found, and if you're somewhere and this is not happening with your loan partners, or you're not doing it this way, I would challenge you to take a second look at it. One thing that made a difference for us is we took the management, the development, the process build away from the loan officers. Because at the end of the day, they don't know. They don't know really how to manage the day and the time and what the loan partner should be doing. And you do get into that where this guy starts monopolizing time, and then I got a loan partner calling me saying, John wants me to go pick up his dry cleaning. Like
Yes.
that's out of scope, right? So we manage that, and our sales leaders will actually, they work through this process and the designing what the process is for those shared teams. And then they hold it accountable. They do mastermind calls with the loan partners. If something gets a little off kilter, it's not the loan officer saying, oh, this is how it should be, or that's how it should be. It's our sales leadership making those decisions and kind of driving that bus, if you will.
I
That's
love
a
that.
big piece, because they just don't know, right? It's not in their wheelhouse, and nor should it be. Like,
It shouldn't
I
be.
don't want my loan officers focusing on making sure that the loan partners are doing what they're supposed to do. I want them out getting deals. I want them building
That's right.
relationships. So we found that works really well.
And you have someone managing that, so the loan officers don't have to worry about it.
They don't have
It's
to
not
worry about
only
it.
that they're used to worrying about it, but if it doesn't get done, they'll just jump right back in, right? So you make sure that they
100%.
don't jump back in by
100%. We
making
make
sure that
sure.
the loan partner's doing the job.
Yep. We make sure it's off their plate, so it stays off their plate.
Yes. So tell us some other stuff that you're working on that you're excited about going on in your business.
Yeah, it's been last few months have been a whirlwind of change. As you know, I had an opportunity to make a change and move to a great new company, HMA Mortgage, with my dear friend Dave Holland.
He's
I got the
amazing.
opportunity. He's an amazing, I talk so much about the difference that the Freedom Club has made and the opportunities and the people that I've met and the training that we get. You know, your training is a great example of that. Like, I was that loan officer that was a one-man band working 80 hours a week in 2016 when I joined Freedom Club, right? And now you, like, I look up and, you know, not even 10 years later, the relationships I've made, I've got the opportunity to join HMA as a managing partner with minority ownership, and we're just really coming together and focusing on building the best damn mortgage company that's out there, right? Like,
Amazing.
I don't know, we're never going to be the biggest. We're not going to always have all the bells and whistles, but one thing that we have made our passion and committed to is that we're going to have a mortgage company built for originators by originators to help people grow their business. And those people that are really looking for partnerships and to be in the trenches with guys that eat, breathe, sleep mortgage every day, day in, day out, and are there and have your back to help you grow. Like, that's what we're building a company for. And it's pretty exciting. It's been like drinking from a fire hose the last 3 or 4 months, but it's exciting. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's great. It gives a lot of people great opportunities to increase, to scale their business with a great company.
I appreciate that. Yeah, our niche, we're kind of that. You know, there's been a big, I don't know if exodus is a big migration, I guess, the broker side, right? And from the retail side. And what we're finding in some of these conversations that we're having is, it's once on the broker side, every model is great and has their way, but they miss sometimes the level of support. They like the pricing, right? Because sometimes the retail can be a little bit bloated, but they miss the level of support. What we're finding is we're kind of that niche right in between, because we are retail, right? We're an independent mortgage banker, but we're super skinny in terms of overhead and structure, management structure. So our pricing's competitive, but we also have all the Freedom Club foundation and backing to bring in the support ideals and model. So it's been kind of cool to see the dynamic and almost like a niche that we're filling as we're having conversations.
That's awesome. I'm so proud of you, Robert. It was so fun to watch you come in 2016 and just see what you've done. It's
Thank you.
just been amazing.
Been a
And
fun ride.
we all knew, all the coaches, we all knew that you were going to be doing what you're doing. We could see it. Carl could see it in you from immediate, right away. I could see it in all of us. We could see it in you. And we've watched you build one step at a time and do it. And then, have a few times where it didn't work out the way you wanted it to, so you went back to the drawing board and did it again. But that's what success is, isn't it?
That's it. That's it. You know, and it's funny, as we think about kind of our initial topic, I can remember sitting with my wife. We had whiteboarded. It was the first event I attended in Puerto Rico, the first time we were there. We had whiteboarded with Paul Dolan, and we had, you know, had talked about the whiteboard, but then he looked at me, Paul looked at me, and he goes, "What's this look like in 5 years or 10 years? Like, what does this look like for you? Where do you want it to be?" And no one had ever asked me that. My wife was Lacey was with me. I kind of looked at her. I was like, "That's something we should probably think about and talk about." And that night in the hotel, we kind of scripted out what the path, like where we wanted the end to be, and then started reverse engineering it, and then started taking the steps. And now here we are.
That's so amazing. Paul's an
Pretty cool.
amazing person.
He's a great guy, great friend. Keeps me accountable, which we all need, right? Great,
Yes.
great guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm like I said, I'm so proud of you, and I'm grateful that you took time. I know it's been busy. You've been like drinking from a fire hose, like you said, for the last few months. And thank goodness you just took a little bit of a break, right? Tell us about your
Did.
trip to Costa Rica. Everybody needs to know that you play hard and you work hard and you play hard. So
Play hard. Yeah, absolutely. And I listen, like, I would be remiss to not give a shout out to the amazing team we have at HMA Mortgage. Our leadership, both on the sales and the operations side, like, they truly run the company and free Dave, Tom, and I up to focus on building and growing and, you know, implementing, which is what we do best. Like, I'm not a details guy. As much as I'm a systems and process guy, I get lost in the details. I'll mess them up. So them having our back is huge, running the company, and then Lacey, my awesome wife, having my back to run the household, right? Gave me the opportunity to really unplug for 3 days to go to Costa Rica and do some world-class sport fishing. Got to
That's
catch my
awesome.
first sailfish, so that was cool.
So fun.
Like, total world-class trip. If you're a fisherman and you haven't been to Costa Rica fishing, I highly recommend it.
That's awesome. You got together with friends, you got to do that, and they had your back at the company. You didn't have to worry about.
I took one, so I left on a Wednesday, came back on a Sunday. I took one work call. And keep in mind, we're 3 months into a massive merger. We brought, I think, 70 people to a new company and implemented and have hired another 10 or 12 since we, like, massive things happening. And I took one phone call the whole time I was gone, and that was by choice because it was a recruiting call that I didn't want to put off to the next week, right? So yeah, we're in a blessed spot right now. It's been really fun, and I'm really excited to see what the future holds.
It's so important that we get together with other people that are like-minded, that have a vision, that you become friends with. You start out in a coaching group together and you become friends with each other, and you hang out with the right people, the right things are going to happen in your life.
Yeah, I mean,
And
that's this group that I went, this trip that I went on, right? There were five guys. Four of us were in the Freedom Club, are in the Freedom Club, right? Don't work at the same companies anymore, like, but still friends, able to collaborate, able to share ideas, able to challenge each other. If you don't have that with at some level with a handful of people that are your peers, you're missing a big piece.
yes. Yeah, I agree. Well, thank you for being here today. And we're going to put in the show notes how to get a hold of Robert. If you have questions, if you would like to get a hold of him, we'll put that in the show notes. And I just want to say thank you, Robert, for being here. Thank you for being an advocate of our training company. And David Holland is an advocate. The reason I know that you're telling the truth when you say that those people have your back, all the operations people, is because we've had a lot of them go through our training from Dave and from you. And I'm just really grateful. My whole team is really grateful that you trust us and that we're.
Trust you guys implicitly, and I'm grateful for the service you provide. Like, when you're the easy button when it comes to the loan team training. Like, if there are people out there that aren't leaning in and utilizing it, it's a huge miss, and they should. So thank you for that service. I appreciate you having us on today and just being such a great partner.
Thank you. And so enjoy the rest of your day. And we will talk on the next podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. I so enjoy talking to people like Robert. It was just an amazing conversation. He's an amazing person. He's so good at what he does. And if you take just one thing away from all of the tools that he gave us today, you'll be a much better person for it and a much better business owner for it. So enjoy your day, and we will talk soon.